Now, a day after the killing of a Muslim cleric and his associate in New York City, police are still searching for the killer. Imam Mualama Akunjui, of Bangladeshi origin, and his assistant, Athara Uddin, were killed Saturday near a mosque in Queensboro. The two men were approached from behind and shot in the head at very close range. Police have yet to establish a motive, saying that there's no evidence that the victims were targeted because of their faith. But members of the local Muslim community have demanded that the authorities deal with this killing, or the killings, I should add, as a hate crime. They blame the murder on the rise of recent anti-Muslim rhetoric and Islamophobia in the United States. And joining us out of Michigan is Mr. Muhammad Elohi. He's an imam at the Islamic House of Wisdom. Hello, Mr. Imam Elohi. Nice to have you back on the program here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Imam Elohi, many blame the rhetoric by people like Donald Trump and the rise in Islamophobic sentiment throughout the country for these murders. Your take?
That's true. First of all, it's a shocking tragedy for the imams' families and their congregation, their community. Our thought, our condolences, and our prayer go with their families and congregation. The police still investigating. They made it clear that the motive was not money. And it's obvious, if it is not money, what would be the motivation to target two imams who are known in their community for their contributions, their services, men of faith, men of family? If money is not the motive, then what else can we say in this Islamophobic atmosphere as we are approaching election? Unfortunately, as you know, the campaign in many cases is not based on integrity and intellect, but irresponsibility and emotion, irrationality. Everybody just think to win. It's not honest based in many, many cases. So it is tragic, and as the community of those two imams believe, there should be a hate crime. And it's an act of terrorism. It's funny that we didn't hear any media to describe this disaster as a terrorist case. If it is not terrorism, if it is not hate crime, if it is not Islamophobia, then what is it?
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
And Imam, it seems that many lawmakers have taken little or no steps to counter anti-Islam sentiment, and some say they actually even feed into the negative portrayal of Islam in the country. Do you feel that Washington has taken measures to protect the Muslim community in the light of the recent hate crimes and the rise of hate crimes we've seen throughout the country?
I think they should take these cases very, very seriously and bring the criminals to justice. You know, just 2 days ago, there was a case in Chicago. If somebody doubts in the case of the imams, there is no doubt about the case of that mother and her daughter who were stopped. They were driving by a person, and they were harassed in a horrible way, and they were attacked by all those F-words and B-words and S-words. It was obviously influenced by Islamophobia and ignorance of the person. So these cases are happening. Unfortunately, it's getting worse than what happened after 9/11. And since some politicians, that is part of their agenda, just to win, even without honesty. And obviously, Islamophobia advances their agenda, and they don't hesitate to use that to promote fear-mongering. And also in this country, there are more than 70 groups that officially identify themselves as promoters of Islamophobia. In the last few years, they have been spending, based on the study that the University in California did recently, more than $200 million paid by those 74 groups just to promote Islamophobia and hate against against Muslims. So it's amazing that since this happened in New York, no media even contacted me, because in situation, if the victim was non-Muslim and there was like something that accusation even about, you know, the murderer, we would hear all of these emotions in the media, but looks like they are not interested to deeply discuss the details of this crime, because they don't want to show any innocence of Islam, that this religion is about peace, about service, about contribution to the country and to the world. Other than that, this guy just did their prayer in the mosque, and they left the mosque after their service, and they were shot in the head. So the term is not terrorism, and it's not even hate crime. So they should tell us after this investigation that what is really the motive. We consider this a horrible crime, and we know that in one side we have to have more outreach and educate people, because as long as ignorance continues, this injustice and hatred and racism will continue. So education is one, and bringing these people to justice is another side of this story.
Thank you, Mr. Imam Ilahi. That was Muhammad Ilahi, Imam at the Islamic House of Wisdom, joining us out of Michigan.